We welcome you back. Torah 101 Daily. Today beginning a new portion, a new parasha, Bishalach, meaning after he had let go, which are the first words of verse 17 of Shemot, Exodus chapter 13, verse 17. After Pharaoh had let the people go, God did not guide them to the highway that goes through the land of the Philistines, because it was close by. God thought that the people, upon seeing war, might change their minds and return to Egypt. Interesting. God looking forward and seeing the possibility of his people being discouraged and turning back. From the Midrash, we read about this. It says, though Pharaoh had now let them go, God was not comforted. To what can it be compared? To a king whose son was taken captive, and who went and saved him from the robbers and killed them. The son afterwards told his father how they had handled him and beaten him and enslaved him, with the result that though the king had slain them, he was not comforted, but kept on repeating, "So this was how they had treated my son?" The Egyptians likewise enslaved Israel, with the result that God brought 10 plagues upon them and redeemed his children. Nevertheless, God was not appeased until he had slain them all. As it says, "And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea." So we're going to see that God is holding out and preparing to completely destroy the Egyptian army. Interesting parable, isn't it, that we have read from the Midrash? So many of these parables are similar to the parables that Yeshua taught, so customary and so normal was this style of teaching, that even Yeshua took this style and this approach from the ancient writings, from these ancient texts that are collected in the Midrash Rabbah for us. So it goes on in verse 18, "Rather, God led the people by a roundabout route through the desert by the Sea of Suf, or the Red Sea. The people of Israel went up from the land of Egypt fully armed." Verse 19, "Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him, for Yosef had made the people of Israel swear an oath when he said, 'God will certainly remember you, and you are to carry my bones up with you away from here.'" Again, from the ancient Midrash, ancient teachings about Joseph's bones. It says that at the time when the whole of Israel were busily occupied in collecting gold and silver, Moses was occupied with collecting the bones of Joseph. How did Moses know where Joseph was buried? It goes on. Some are opinioned that Sarah, the daughter of Asher, showed him the place in the Nile where he was buried. Others say that he was buried like a king in a royal mausoleum, and the Egyptians had constructed dogs made of gold, which by means of magic barked whenever a man approached the sarcophagus. The sound of their barking filled the whole land of Egypt, a journey of 40 days across it. But Moses silenced them. Moses began to cry, "Joseph, Joseph, the hour has come of which you did say, 'God will surely remember you, and you shall carry up my bones from here.'" Straightway the coffin moved to the surface, and Moses took it, as it says, and Moses took the bones of Joseph. During the entire 40 years wanderings in the wilderness, the bones of Joseph traveled with them. It is legendary, but it is an amazing thing to think about. The golden dogs barking. So the bones of Joseph go with the children of Israel out of Egypt. Verse 20, they traveled from Sukkot and set up camp in Etam at the edge of the desert. Adonai went ahead of them in a column of cloud during the daytime to lead them on their way, and at night in a column of fire to give them light. Thus they could travel both by day and by night. Neither the column of cloud by day nor the column of fire at night went away from in front of the people. So the miraculous presence of God in a cloud to give them coolness, some say air conditioning, in their days in the desert, then fire so that they could see all danger at the nighttime. Adonai said to Moshe, chapter 14, verse 1, "Tell the people of Israel to turn around and set up camp in front of Pi Hacherot, between Migdol and the sea, in front of Baal Zephon, camp opposite it by the sea. Then Pharaoh will say that the people of Israel are wandering aimlessly in the countryside. The desert has closed in on them. I will make Pharaoh so hard-hearted that he will pursue them. Thus I will win glory for myself at the expense of Pharaoh and all his army. And the Egyptians will realize at last that I am Adonai." The people did as ordered. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his servants had a change of heart toward the people. They said, "What have we done, letting Israel stop being our slaves?" And I might add that wherever the Jewish people have gone, even when they've been misused and mistreated or persecuted, there always is an after memory of their contribution. They are always missed because they are such significant contributors to any culture where we have been relegated. The Jews are always missed. Verse 6, so he prepared his chariots and took his people with him. He took 600 first quality chariots, as well as all the other chariots in Egypt, along with their commanders. Adonai made Pharaoh hard-hearted, and he pursued the people of Israel as they left boldly. Great documentary available on this very subject, the pursuit of the children of Israel into the Red Sea. You can find it on YouTube. It's called The Exodus Revealed. I highly recommend it. Until next time, Torah 101.